Are we ready, Mr. Chairman?
Testing, 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 one, two, three. Are we ready for a test?
Do I need to stand up front with the teacher?
You can stand.
Yeah.
I'd rather stand.
Well, you can. We have Emily here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on trial.
Let's get the explanation first, and then if we need any help to pay up there, you can. What we're trying to ascertain, and then what's going to help us out with, is how we built up a reserve account for the airports, and what happens with the Pinedale Airport, where we stand now, and where we would have to, those monies would have to come from moving forward. So Emily, take it away.
Okay. So when we decide the mill for the Big Piney Airport, we take the money, the cash that they have on hand to begin with at the beginning, and then figure the amount that they want as a request. For this year, it was two payments of $72,000, one that we paid in November and then one that we paid in May. And then you subtract off the amount that they have as cash on hand, and that determines the mill. And this year it was 0.04.
So, yeah, if you look up there at the,
so this is what they had to begin with.
The 636. Then we have to add the additional NOVC payments.
Those are the ones that were scheduled every, every November we make a payment to Exxon or whoever.
And then we add the Big Piney Airport request. And then we subtract the cash that's available. And then that calculates the mill, the 0.04. So, right there.
Okay, so that determines what the mill is. So when tax payments come in, motor vehicle payments come in, and NOVCs, and some of them are anticipated and some of them are not. Some of the supplementals that we get in, we get the amount from the assessor's office, we send the entity the bill, and some of them are awesome and pay it right away. So then we've got unanticipated income that comes in. So we've paid out already the two payments of $72,000. And anything that is left over after those amounts go in gets rolled into that Pinedale Airport Board Fund. So at this point, I think we had the balance for them at $636,785. Mm-hmm. With what I have, I just finished paying off the Big Piney Airport. We've got a balance in that account of $6,030.89. That $6,000 will get rolled into that Pinedale Airport Board Fund. So they will have another $6,000 when I roll that over this month. What they have written for checks this year off the airport, the Pinedale Airport, GL account. They've had three checks, one for an apron design, and then two later on in October, one for $1,400 and one for $24,000. So they've written three checks this year for a total of $26,524.67. So that's how that fund accumulates money, is that anything that's left over remaining in the Big Piney General Fund gets spilled over into that account.
Mr. Chairman, so just to clarify for myself, so this all starts because the Big Piney Airport is a county airport.
I believe so.
But then to be able to have a fund for the Pinedale Airport, it's done with the .048.
That's only Big Piney.
That's only Big Piney.
Anything that's left over after we give the budget money that's requested to the Big Piney Airport.
That goes into the okay,
Pinedale.
Very good. Thank you.
So if we had no NOBCs that we didn't anticipate, there would be $0 spilling into the Pinedale account. Anytime we get an NOBC, you know, it often comes with interest. That money gets delegated into the Big Piney account, but it's not something we accounted for to begin with because we never know what NOBCs are going to be. That overage spills into the Pinedale account.
So the only way to build that account is to have left over that's not used for the Big Piney Airport.
Exactly.
So,
at some point in time, that $630,000 was designated as grant match for the Pinedale.
For the Pinedale Airport to do projects.
Was that a lump sum type thing? No, but it wasn't, but it was a majority portion of it was a lump sum type thing?
I don't know. We've just known that that's what that said.
Yeah, that was going to be my question was, how long has this been going on to get it to that point?
I would guess a long time.
Okay.
I only pulled this year, so.
And so based on what you're saying, it's going to take a while to come up with another $146,000 in that reserve account.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, so...
What we're saying is we don't levy any kind of extra money designated for the Pinedale.
Right.
Right. Okay. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, a
couple of questions. One, it seems like over time it was a commission decision that leftover money be allocated for grant match as opposed to operation. I think that was our decision to do that.
And that's what we came away with when we rolled to office. Is that
right.
What that was for?
In regards to NOBCs, what happens if we get a negative NOBC?
An abatement?
Yeah.
Same thing. It comes out
Does
of this
it come
account.
Out of the airport fund?
Mm-hmm. So if you look, I'm sorry, I didn't make copies for everybody. Right. If you would like a copy, I can make your copy. So this month we had 3 NOBCs and then a 4th one here. So this was the money that was paid out, and then these are all the additional NOBCs that came out, and this is all the money that went into that account. Most of it comes from taxes. There's a little bit of motor vehicle that goes into that account, but these funds are all pulled out of that account, and this is what's remaining.
So what would we do theoretically if we got a tax abatement that we had to pay?
A big one?
There's no money in that airport account to take it out of.
Well, it would only come out of the Big Piney account, not the Pinedale account.
Okay.
It only comes out of the Big Piney. So that's the only one that's fluid that moves back and forth. The Pinedale one.
Once that money's in there, it stays there for grant match.
Yeah.
All we do is add to it, we can break out.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Right. The only time money comes out of that account is when the airport. Treasurer comes to you and says, these are the grant matches that we have. We have, you know, 2 checks written to match whatever the grant. So, any other questions?
Any questions, friendly? So, question for Gary. I mean, the way this has been explained as I see it, if we were to agree to do anything with this, project reserve that they have, it's going to be something that has to come out of our depreciation reserve accounts.
Yes. Or you add it to the airport mill for this year, which is going to lower.
But if we add it to the airport mill, it's going to take away from the 12 mills that we levy and spend as a county. And right now we're having trouble reaching that 12 mills for what we're going to use for operations without, as we already said, we're taking money out of depreciation reserve for our capital improvement projects. Does everybody understand that?
I just feel like historically we used to put money in there. And Andy, which I just got the phone, agreed with that.
We did, but as explained to us, I don't know when that stopped. Yeah, I know what Andy said. We did.
Well, and this year, and I don't know what the airport board requested last year. This year was higher than what they had requested before.
Right.
Last year they requested two payments of $48,000. This year it was double that. So last year, and historically, if you know, their, I don't know if their mill was different. I'm guessing it was because they requested more money.
They received more money.
But yeah, they more money was rolled into this account because the big money from the airport requested.
And they're going to be requesting less this year. But that's a long way to go up towards making up $146,000.
We still have to determine what the snow removal is going to cost.
What?
What the snow removal is going to cost?
Yeah. This process doesn't make any easier.
Sure.
Commissioner Baker.
If you would, please. So, Emily, in a $1, $10 scenario, which is a little easier for me to understand. So, if the Big Piney Airport Board requests 10 and they only spend 8, then the other two go to Pinedale. Is that correct?
No. Mm-hmm. If they request 10, they get 10.
Yeah, I understand that, but they didn't give, but what they didn't ask the question properly. They only spend 8. The other two that's left over, then it goes to.
So if they request 8 and we collect 10, they get their 8 that they requested, and the additional $2 goes to the Pineville Airport.
Right, that, okay, that's what I was wondering. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, the bottom line, it looks to me like there's $636,000, almost $637,000. Pinedale has a request because they feel that this FBO is an important portion of a new part of their airport.
There's two requests here. One is for the FBO, mm-hmm. and the other is for the matching funds.
For the matching
what
funds.
What we've been talking about is the deficit they have in order to meet those matching funds.
But if they depleted that one account, they would have enough money to do this completely.
Doesn't look like it.
Well, then they may have to go into their pocket as a town budget to fulfill that, if that's what they really wanted to do, if this was really important, they would have to go, whether it be $100,000 or whatever, to go into their budget to take care of it, knowing that then that reserve account that they have would be completely empty and we'd be starting completely over again. Okay.
I think the question is going to be, are we willing to take money from our depreciation reserve accounts to fund this request, because that's the only way we can do it. And that doesn't count the FBO. That is just the $146,000.
So are you ready to move on to depreciation reserve accounts?
I don't guess we have to make a decision now. We can move on to depreciation reserves, but if we're inclined to consider this, that's another thing that's going to have to come out of depreciation reserves. So I'd kind of like to know, you know, where we stand on this request.
Okay.
But I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if you would like, I can go over the project to a degree. I thought I could give you guys the statistics of where that 655 is coming from. Would that be helpful?
I don't think so personally. I think the problem for us is not where that's coming from, but where the deficit of $146,000 is going to come from.
Okay.
In other words, the question still falls back to us.
Do we fund it?
Do we fund it out of our depreciation reserve? That's the key issue.
And the ask is actually, from what I see, $446,000.
Well, that's two separate things. My personal opinion is I wouldn't consider the $300,000 for the FBO. I'd be willing to consider the $146,000 to help complete the project in terms of giving them the match from that match. But that's just one opinion. I'm trying to get other opinions.
So my opinion aligns with Doc's to some degree. I think 300,000 is out of the question. Maybe 146 is to match the grant that they've currently received, which is for $13 million, roughly.
If I speak out of line, Abe.
So, by the 655,000 showing up in the top, that's the local match to the four projects that have been federally and state funded. Federal and state funded projects total right around $12.5 million. $13 million. $655 is the local share of that. Now, all of that's not going to get spent this fiscal year. It's all slated for 2020 and 2021 construction. Some of it's going to definitely tail into, you know, July and beyond of 2021, which will land on next fiscal year budget. We have broken it down, our engineers have broken it down of how they expect progress on these projects to extend, and that's where that 146 down in the bottom paragraph will actually be in the next fiscal year.
So, Amy, is what you're saying for this project, the total local match is $655,492. If in fact you have approximately $630,000, that's only a net difference of $25,000 for the project.
That's where when you said the 146, I see the number you're looking at, and
doesn't match. Mr. Bowser,
if you look the way that letter is worded, Dallas Pinedale requests that Sumner County fund the local match. Now, the local match does not mean just that it has to be county match. It could be county match, it could be town match. So the town is asking us to fund 100% of the local match. There's no information in there about how much of the local match is the town willing to fund. I mean, we could decide, for example, we'll fund 50% of the local match, which would still leave some money in that match account for future projects. So that we haven't talked about that prospect either. How much of the local match can we fund, or how much are we willing to fund based on the amount of money in that account that we put in there for local match. So that's one conversation. Another, I don't know where the $146,000 that's supposed to be realized in fiscal year 2021, it doesn't say where that's coming from. I don't think we know, but we don't even know the numbers, what it's based on. So it just seems like way too many questions at this point that we can
answer you anything. And probably the best thing to do is get in contact with the mayor and have him get on our agenda for next meeting, and we can have this discussion. So now I guess we're ready to move on.
Okay, lunch is here. Do you want to grab a plate and then talk while